principle is a truth of the Bible that we live by. Principle is a truth in the Bible we live by. Okay? And so when you remember this, every time you study the God's word, you get a principle, it's a truth that we live by. Something that is important as we read the Bible every day. God gives us principles. Okay? So now, in this passage, the Lord Jesus Christ, look at Mark 1, what kind of, was the Lord Jesus Christ, what was the pattern of the Lord Jesus Christ's life? Look at Mark chapter 1. You are there. What was he doing before that? Look at verse number 32. Okay? Verse number 32. At even when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased, and then they were possessed with devils. And all the city were gathered together at the door. The idea of all the city means that there were a lot of people. Mark chapter 1. Okay? Mark chapter 1. So all the city were gathered. That means there were many, many people. So in Mark chapter 1, you find that Jesus was very busy. Right? He was very busy. Okay? And evening, they brought in all the people that were diseased and that were possessed with devils. The tree, all the city were gathered at the door, and the Bible says he healed many that were sick. If you move backwards, verse 28, verse 30, you find that Peter was very busy. Peter was healing the mother-in-law. The Lord Jesus was healing the mother-in-law. Okay? Then after that, you move backwards again, you find that the Lord Jesus Christ was very, very occupied, very, very busy, very, very involved in a lot of things all the time, was always doing things. Kind of like Singaporeans, very busy, very, very busy. Okay? But it's interesting though, in verse 35, the Bible says that immediately after he was busy casting out devils, doing good, helping people, restoring people, then in verse 35, the Bible says, in the morning rising of a great while from day. Idea of great while from day, the word day has the idea of the breaking of dawn. Okay? So great while from day means that he actually woke up very, very early when it's dark. And the principle that the Lord Jesus helped us to learn is, in his practice, the Lord Jesus practiced early devotions. He actually made it a point, get up early. Okay, the Bible says a few points. Number one, in the morning. Why morning? Why did the Lord Jesus wear the morning? In Singaporeans are very pragmatic. You know, in the morning I wake up, I'm going to rush off early. But the Lord Jesus Christ was also very busy. But what he did was he actually got up morning. Why morning? Just a few points. One, so that no one can disturb him. Okay, when he spent his time with God. Number one. Number two, you wake up early in the morning. You're only willing to wake up in the morning is a priority. I remember when we went to Malacca. We got during trip. We go there in Malacca, we got during Malacca Foundation. We supposed to wake up at 4 o'clock. We already wake up early. Wake up early. Because going to Malacca, plucking durian for the priority. So they got up early. Okay? So, similarly, getting up early in the morning, you need to be a priority. Okay, I know it's very difficult for us. The Lord Jesus' example was always to get up early first in the morning, because that's when he spent the time with the Lord. Okay, so one morning, and then he rising up a great while before day. Okay? This great while before day, some devotional aspects is, we need to tune our instruments before we play in the orchestra, right? I say we need to spend time in God before we face the day. That's something that we need to spend time with the Lord before we actually face the day. I know sometimes in the morning, I wish some families will get ready things and But you know, the time that we spend time with God is important in the morning, especially in the morning, because you need to face different challenges. One preacher actually said that at the end of the day, we start to, you know, confess our sins and all that. And say, God, we're sorry for this. But, you know, if we tune in the morning, we could have actually averted a lot of. When we get our hearts right with God in the morning, we'll actually. The day will be smoother, our hearts will be better and brighter as we face the morning. So we need to tune our instruments before we face the day. Singaporeans, typical Singaporean, sometimes even myself, we wake up, we just rush into things and keep doing it. And non-stop. Even a pastor, don't have to prepare messages. One of the things I'm learning is trying to prepare messages and spending my own time with God is two different things. It's very convenient. Now, just studying the Bible, or the same one, you know? It's different. It's very different. Because part of the difference was that prepared messages was for someone. When I spent time with God, it was for God speaking to me. And so, even for myself, it's very tempting because one day I prepare a lot of messages for different situations. But even for that, I need to realize that I need to spend my time with God, personal time. Alright? Okay. Rising a great wealth before the issues come, before you go to school, for children especially, you know, mommy or daddy will teach you certain principles. You know, you need to remember this, and every morning when you do your own Bible reading, you know, okay, mommy taught me I need to pray. Now I must pray. God help me to pray. Or mommy taught, or daddy taught me not to punch my sister or something like that. God help me to realize I need to do violence to no man. And you actually remember that. You need to remember that. Mommy always tell me to obey our parents. And you actually remember that all the time. Alright? And the next one is he went out by himself. Interesting. He went out. The Bible says he went out. He went out by himself. Okay? And one of the things as Christians we need to learn is that we need to learn to find time with God. Find time with ourselves. I know in some families there are quite a lot of children. What Susanna was there, I think I shared before. The mother of 19 children. Very hard to find place. So what he did was he just put the shawl over her head. And he told the children, when you see me doing that, you're not supposed to be standing because I'm praying. Okay? So in the same way, sometimes it's hard, you know, big families, children can be disrupted. When I'm doing something, when I'm sitting in this chair, or when I'm sitting at the place, I'm not supposed to disturb me, I'm doing my time. Okay? And the Lord Jesus Christ, he said he went out. Where did he go? He went to a solitary place. The Bible says he went to a solitary place. A place where he can be all by himself. Place where he came all by himself. And it's an important place. It's a place of meeting with God. Kind of like in church. Every time you go on Sundays, you go there to worship the Lord. That's an important place. Because the presence of God will be there. People will be there. But you know, personally, we need to have a place with God too. Okay? And there he prayed. And now he had a spiritual interaction with God. Alright? Some just four quick truths. Number one. I know it's very hard for Singaporeans, and I'm very conscious of that fact. Okay? The first time we started prayer retreat, one of the things constantly was actually encouraging us Singaporeans to actually have morning time with God. Very hard. But it's a discipline. The only way you can live a Christian life in Singapore is by discipline. I think Singapore is so stressful. Actually asking God to follow us. Okay? Rather, we follow God. Well, number two, like the Lord Jesus Christ, we need to seek the Lord's face. Spending time with God in the morning, seeking His face. And one challenge, one encouragement I have is, in devotions in the morning, I always ask the Lord, show me what you want me to do today. Show me what area I need to focus on today, on a daily basis. Make morning prayer a priority. Number two, seek the Lord's face. Number three, pour your heart to the Lord. The Bible says, and there he prayed. And there he prayed. It's interesting, next time when you read the times when Jesus prayed, read what happened after. It's interesting, always there's something that happened after. For example, there's one particular passage in Mark chapter 3, I believe Mark chapter 3, whereby Jesus prayed the whole night. Remember there was one time Jesus spent a whole night in prayer? You know why he spent a whole night in prayer? Because he was going to choose his disciples. 所以我是初级警察师。然后那时候，那我是 when one preacher who brought that out, that was so significant because for our Savior who knows all men, but he spent the whole night in prayer, and the next morning he's supposed to, and then he realized he was supposed to choose his 12 disciples. It was an important decision the next day. For us, it's kind of we read the Bible, right? Yeah, okay lah, you choose 12 disciples. No, if you think about that, you choose 12 followers, and these 12 people who will actually be establishing the local church after Jesus left, it was a very important decision. And as a result, Jesus spent the whole night in prayer. Do we spend whole nights in prayer, or where we actually have to make important decisions? Or we just spend a 3-4 minute thing? And one of the things I'm trying to encourage, and also even in my own life, is don't put important things before the Lord. We need to follow the pattern of Scripture whereby we pour our hearts to God. In the morning, it could be an important exam. It could be as parents, you know, praying for your children that there's something they are going through. It was an important thing. Spend significant amounts of time with God. Okay? So, make morning prayer a priority. Seek the Lord's face, pour your heart to the Lord, and then look at verse 38, Mark chapter 1. He was so busy in that particular town, but as he sought the Lord and prayed, he realized one thing in verse 36. And Simon and they that were with him followed after him. And when they had found him, they said unto him, all men seek thee. Lord, you know, you're so popular, everyone is coming to you. You know what did Jesus say in verse 38? And he said unto them, let us go to the next towns, that I may preach there also. For therefore came I from God. Lord Jesus make a decision, look, I'm not here for popularity contest. I need to go to the outside to preach also, because why? That's why I'm sent. You look at the Bible inductively, and you find that he prayed, he went. You can be sure that when Jesus did something after, he's already separated in his heart. Okay, in prayer. So the encouragement for us is follow the principles as much as you can. Okay, I know in a Singaporean context, I'm always conscious of the fact of the Singaporean life, but as we seek to follow the Lord, certain principles, truth, we live by is unchangeable, and so we need to ask God to help us. So time like this, opportunity to practice that. Although we get out, our hair is messy, that's not important. Time we spend time with God. Thoughts from anyone before we pray.